She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
It's only 5 years now.
Hi, Jay.
6 years. What up, Jenny?
How are you?
Chilling.
Oh, he's mad at me because I just asked our boss to leave the room because I said...
I get nervous.
Jason
Why?
Was going to get nervous.
Not like I'm cussing on the air.
You have done that before, too.
Well, you know, I told Buck. Anyway, Drake, Jenny, is actually filed a lawsuit against a woman that claims he got her pregnant back in the days and also raped her.
Yeah, what, so what's this girl's name again?
The girl's name is Layla Lace.
Layla
Lace. Drake met her last year in England when he was on tour. Yeah. After the show, she came to the hotel room. They did what they had to do. And, you know, Drake basically, she got mad. Everything went downhill when Drake basically sent her home. And she wanted to go on tour with Drake. So she met her last year in England.
Yeah.
They hooked up.
Yeah.
She wanted to keep, like, you know, traveling.
Keep it
with
going.
Drake.
She wanted to live
Drake
off of Drake's
like,
money.
Nah,
yeah.
I'm good. And that's when everything went down.
And she said she was pregnant.
She got ballistic last February 2017, she said, went on Instagram, said she was pregnant by Drake. Drake raped her, all kind of stuff like that.
Did multiple interviews.
Yes.
Yes.
All kind of interviews. So now Drake is actually suing her. Well, Drake's saying in the lawsuit that Layla Lace wanted millions of dollars in exchange for silence. So Drake is counter-suing, and yeah, he's trying to get that. I don't know how much money he's saying. It says unspecified damages.
Well, he's probably just trying to
clear his name.
Yes, and also sue her as an example of don't do this to me again, anybody.
Yes, because Drake was like, she basically ended up in a fantasy relationship with him.
Yeah, and she wasn't pregnant by him.
Yeah, so, yeah, no.
All right. Demi Lovato's mother says she was terrified for days that her daughter was going to die, and she believes it was only the prayers of Demi's fans that actually saved her life. Her name is Diana De La Garza, and she talked about the OD for the first time Tuesday during an interview. She described the moment that she rushed to Cedars-Sinai Hospital and saw Demi. She said that she stood by her bedside and said, Demi, I'm here and I love you. And Demi responded, I love you too. She said it was absolutely touch and go for several days. She said, we just didn't know for 2 days if she was going to make it. That's so scary.
Can you imagine if your child was in that type of predicament?
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't imagine like having to stand there and be scared to death that way.
That's
you know?
The worst thing for a parent to lose a child. You
yeah.
know?
So she says the reason she's alive today is because of the millions of prayers that went up that day. And the good news is that Deanna says that Demi is doing very well in rehab and feeling happy and healthy.
That's what's up.
Demi suffered an OD in July after taking aftermarket pills that were supplied by Brandon Johnson.
Where the hell is Brandon at? Where he at?
I'm about to tell you. Because Brandon Johnson is a wanted man as of today.
What he done did?
Yeah, so the L.A. County D.A.'s office basically saying that a judge issued a bench warrant for Brandon Johnson, but not for the issue with Demi Lovato. It's actually for his June arrest for cocaine possession and DUI.
Oh.
And the court clerk says that he was a no-show for his arraignment on Monday.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go.
So the judge wants him hauled in to face the music.
That's what you got to do what you got to do.
This guy, Brandon Johnson, was arrested, and his bail will be set at $26,000 when he finally comes in. He will be arrested. Sorry.
Demi gonna bail him out.
And get out of here. She's in rehab.
That's her friend, though.
Nobody can see her.
That's her friend, though.
So anyway, his rap sheet includes being busted in March with a stash of guns, drugs, and cash, along with his June arrest. Like, why wasn't he locked up in March?
He had a gun?
Yes.
Damn.
Yes. And, of course, he openly admitted on camera that he hooked up Demi Lovato with those aftermarket pills and got high with her in the hours leading up to her OD.
Well, see, he admitted that. His sales went through the roof after that. Everybody was hitting him up.
He won't be arrested or even investigated for his role in that incident, by the way.
Because, yeah, they hung out and it was doing what they had to do. Demi didn't say nothing about him.
Right. No.
She ain't pressing charges.
Kylie Jenner, being a near billionaire at the age of 21, ain't the most impressive thing in her life, Jay Rick. It's because she just figured out that you can have cereal with milk. Tuesday, she tweeted, last night I had cereal with milk for the first time, and it was life-changing.
Rich people.
Her flavor was Cinnamon Toast Crunch for cereal.
Oh, you can't lose. That's my favorite.
With regular milk.
Nah, 2%.
She says she might be moving on to almond milk in the future.
Nah, not
Slow down, girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Kylie Jenner's 21 years old and now discovering that you can have cereal and milk together.
What was she eat for breakfast?